Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every Morini Marasi Sheyichyu. And it's based on the unbelievable Sefer Mar B'Torah of Mori B'Rabbi, our Rabbi Gon Rabbi Yaakov HaMik Shlita. It says in the Pasuk, Vayirei Elav Hashem Be'Elonei Mamrei, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Olah Kachom Hayom. God appeared to him in Elonei Mamrei, and he sat at the opening of the tent in the heat of the day. Vayisayin Av Vayar. He raised his eyes and he saw. There were three people standing there. Bayar, Bayar, he saw. Bayar, it's the cross and he passed the hall. He runs towards them from the entrance to the tent, from the entrance of the tent. Vayishtachu arts, and he bows to the earth. Vayomer Hashem imna matzasi chen beinecha al masavur me'alavdecha. He says, if I find favor in your eyes, do not pass over from your servant. Rashi says, vayirei elav Hashem vayirei elav levaker es hachole. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina yom shlishi l'naso haya ugoa kadosh baruch hu v'shal b'shlama. It was the third day to his milah. So God pierced him to visit the sick. It was the third day after his bris milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to see how he's doing. Pesach Oel, the opening of the tent, Rashi says, Liros im yesh ofer v'sham yechnisim b'vei, so to see if there are any passersby, and he'll bring him into his house, kechom yom, in the heat of the day. Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu min artik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its sheath. Shalat Richa Baruch, he made it really hot so that he shouldn't make him trouble him with guests. Since he saw that he was mitzdar, that the guests weren't coming, he brings angels in the form of men. He said this to the biggest, speaking Lashon Yachid. So the kulam karam kulam adonim. So Rashi says it's not Vayomer Hashem as I read it, it's Vayomer Adonai, my master, but not Holy Hashem, my master, as we're going to see this discussed soon. The God of Shem, Amar, Bakaram, Kula, Madonna, the God of Amar, no Savor, Bekevin, Shelo, Yavor, Hu, Yamdu, Chave, Revimo. So when he doesn't pass by, then his friends are also going to stay. Over Lashon Zehu Chol, and this Lashon is secular. That's the Adonai, my master's. Dover Acher Kodesh, who means Hashem, Shem Hashem. Vayomer Kodesh Baruch, Lahamdin, Lach, Yeretz, Viach, and Sarkim, he's telling Kodesh Baruch to wait. So either he was telling them to wait here, to stop, or he was telling Hashem to please wait until I bring in my guests. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. So now we're going to see the sugya and gemara that relates to this parsha. Vayirei elav Hashem be'elonei mamrei v'yoshev pesach olah kachom hayom. We're holding above Metzia, taf peivav on the base. Mai kachom hayom, amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. Also hayom, yom shlishi shel milah shel Avram haya. That day was the third day of the meal of Avram. Uva Kadosh Baruch Hu l'shel b'Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu went to ask of Avram. Hotzi Kadosh Baruch Hu chamar tikash. Hashem took the sun out of its sheath. K'dei shaliyatzirich oset tzadik b'orachim. So in order to not to be matzirich the tzadik with guests. Shadre le'elazer le'mepek le'bara. Satra. He sent Eliezer outside to see if there's anybody coming in. He goes out. He doesn't find anybody. Skipping a little bit. So Avram Avinu himself goes outside and he sees Hashem standing in the Pesach Habayis. That's what it says. Hashem says to Avram, says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't pass over from your servant. When Hashem saw that Avram Avinu was tying and opening the Mila bandage. Amar Hashem said, La baruch ha lemekam hacha. It's not derech eretz that I should stand here. And therefore, Avraham Avinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu not to leave. Hainu dechsi vayisayna vayar v'nei shlosh anashin nitzavim alav vayar vayar tzlakrasam meikara asu kamei alei ki chaziu dehabalei tzare amalei labar achar lemeikam hocha. And that's what it says. Also, that's what it says regarding the malachim. Beforehand, he raised his eyes and he saw there were three people standing there, and he saw them and he runs to greet them. So first it says Nitzavim Alav, they were standing next to him. And then it says Vayaretz Lekrasim, he ran towards them. He had to run to them. Meikara Sukamu Alei, at the beginning they were next to him. Chazit Havalei Tzare, when they saw that he had Tzar, Amru La Baruch Ha LeMeikamach, it's not their chutz that we should stand here. And they distanced themselves. And I could Avraham Avinu had to run to them and call them back. The pasuk says Nitzavim, they were standing there. What do you have to run to them? The answer is they distanced themselves, just like when Hashem also saw him, that he just say Hashem said I should distance myself. It's not derech eretz to stand here when Avraham Avinu is busy with his with the pain of his bris milah. Rashi says, "Hotzi chame min artika lahazriach chame b'koch shloy over drachim mitzuyim." Hashem made the sun shine with great force in order that there shouldn't be a lot of people passing by. Kevin the chaza, when Hashem saw the ka'asar of Ramis milasa v'shari, he was tying the milan, opening. Amar lab orachar lemekam hach. It's not derech eretz for me to stand here. Hainu, and that's what it means. The meikar that originally ksiv nitzavim alav sof ksiv v'eretz lekrasim. Originally it says they were standing there, and then it says he had to run to them because they also distanced themselves. See the Fidas Rashi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to find out how he was doing on the third day of his Milah. He took the sun out of its sheath to make things easier for Avram, that guests shouldn't come. And then Hashem said to Avram, maybe it's not derech eretz to visit you now if you're mitztayer. And Avram Avinu said to him, Hashem, am la savor me'al avdecha. That's what it means. He goes outside, he sees Hashem standing at the gate, Kiviyachol, and he says, Al Nasavra Mi'al Avdecha, because he sees him, you know, he's busy with his Mila, so Hashem says that it's not derech eretz for me to stand here. So Avraham Avinu says, no, Al Savra Mi'al Avdecha, don't pass away from your servant, don't leave me. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave him. And not only that, Hashem even sent angels in the form of people to visit him. And they also said, maybe it's not derech to visit now if you're mitztayer. And Avraham Avinu ran to them, and he said, no, please stay around, eat by me. So according to this understanding, this explanation of the sugya and Bava Metzia, we see that when it says, Hashem al nasavra me'al avdecha, it's talking about Hashem b'chvodo be'atzmo. The lashon of atnus is talking about Hashem. He was telling Hashem, no, don't go away, I want you to stay here. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chof Zayin Amar Aleph says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Gedolach Nasasorachim Yoser Me'akbalas Panei HaShechina. Greater is Nasasorachim than receiving the face of the Shechina. It says, Vayomar Hashem Yuna Matzasichain Beinecha Masavur. Amar Belaza Borish Lok Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basa Vedam. Midas Basa Vedam Ein Kod Nyochal Amar Tegadol Hamtein Ad Shavu Atzlecha. Filo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ksi Vayomar Hashem Yuna Matzasichain Yuna Matzasi. So, Nasasorachim is greater than receiving the Shechina. He says to Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, Imna Matzasi Chain Beinecha. Nasafor me alav techa. If I find favor in your eyes, don't pass by. So, in other words, he's telling Hashem not to leave, and he's going to receive his guests. So, Gedol Achnasas Orchem, receiving guests, is greater than Akpalas Panei Hashchina. I'm Rebbe Lazar. Borei Shalok Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Baser V'Dam. Midas Baser V'Dam Yina Katni Yochal Omer LeGadol Hamteinat Shavu Etzlecha. Filo Av Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ksiv Vayomer Hashem Imna Matzasi. The Midas Baser V'Dam, a katan, can't say to a gadol, wait until I come to you. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Ve'om Hashem, Yina Matzasi Chein Be'necha. He says, Hashem, wait. Don't go. Al Nasavor V'Nicho V'Halach L'Kabal Orchem. And he left God sort of staying there. And he went to receive the guests. So we see here a different Shita. The Rabbi Yehuda Merav and Rabbi Eliezer hold that Hashem said, Avram said to Hashem, Al Nasavor, because he went to be Makabal the Orchim. And the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim is Docha Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. And it's not like the Shita of Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Masechas Bav Metzia, that Avram said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na Savor, because Hashem was going to leave on Tzderech Eretz. So it's interesting that in the two sugyas, he's telling Hashem not to leave for a different reason. One, he's telling him not to leave because he's going to receive the guests. That's the sugya in Shabbos. And the Sugya in Bava Metzia is telling Hashem not to leave because Hashem says I should be going away because it's not Derech Eretz for me to be standing here. Because Kevin Luchaza, Hashem saw the Ka Osar, Avram es Milasa Vishari, he's tying it and he's opening it. He says it's not Derech Eretz for me to be here. And that's why he wanted to leave. Hashem's Avram said not to leave. But the common denominator of the two Sugyas is that in both places Hashem, Avram Avinu was speaking to Hashem. And this is Mefurish in Tosfos in Bava Metzia. So it's mashma here, he's saying don't go because the Shechina wanted to go. That's Bava Metzia. In Shabbos it's mashma kufchav zayin that Avraham Avinu wanted to go to the guests, and he says Hashem, wait here, and gadol achnas tzorachim rosser makbalas b'nei Shechina. And that's the Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu Midas Baser V'Dam. Midas Baser V'Dam, a smaller person doesn't tell a bigger person wait, but Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu you do, because Avraham Avinu said Hashem wait. So look in the Mizrachi here and the Pasuk. Okay, so those are those two sugyas. Now we have a third sugya, the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos. There it says Tanu Rabbanan, etc. Kol Shemus Amur B'Tav Avram Kol Shchutz Mizeh Shuchol. All the Shemus, it says in the Torah by Avram, we're all holy except for this one, which is not. Ve'yomer Adonai, im namatzasi chen beinecha. So here it means my master talking to the angels. It's not holy, he's not talking to Hashem. But the other opinion of the Gemara is no, it's Kodesh. And the opinion, the Gemara that says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the Kedol Chanas Sarchim, Yosem Yekpolos Pnei Hashchina, is like that pair of people. Who are they? Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azari, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Amodai, who say it's holy. They also hold like the opinion that Kedol Achna, or the opinion that Kedol Achnas Zorachim Yosem Rakbalas Pnei Hashchina is holding like them, because they hold it's a Shem Kodesh, and the Shem Kodesh. If it's a Shem Kodesh, then you can prove from here that Achnas Zorachim is greater than Rakbalas Pnei Hashchina, because they were telling the. Because they were Avraham Avinu was saying, wait, Hashem, I want you to wait for me while I attend to the guests. So you see that Achnasas Orchem is greater than Akpolos Pnei Hashchina. Rashi says, Chutz mizeh l'malachem tzoy kareyot, in the middle of Malach, he called an Adam. They came, Rashi says, Michal in the middle, Gavriel on the right, and Rafal on the left. And then the Gemara says, Afzeh kodesh, no, even this is holy. It says, early v'arel of Hashem, then shlosh anashim, then he says to Hashem, Alasa rame alavdecha, wait when I attend to the Orchim, Adkan midivrei Rashi. It says, Amachlokas tanoim halacha l'maisa, if a lashon of Adnos in this pasuk is the shame of Hashem, or it's a shame chol. Tanakama holds that Avram was speaking to the Orchim, and it's in lashon yachid because he was speaking to the Gadol Shebehem. And there's a pair of Tanaim who hold no, that it's a shame kodesh. And the Memela, when the Sofer is writing the Sefer Torah, he asks to be mechabi to the shame kodesh when he writes this word. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yudam Arab, who learns, is holding like these Tanaim who hold that it's a shame kodesh, and he was telling God to wait. So it's mashma shegam lehefech adavar nachon, that the sugya is coming to say that that pair holds like the Amoraim, just like the Amoraim hold that it's a shame kodesh. That pair holds like the Amoraim, that he was saying, you know, God, wait while I attend to the guests. But if that's true, then why does the Gemara say that dafka this shita holds that it's a shame kodesh? Even lefi Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Maseches Bava Metzia, Avram is speaking to Hashem. So Gemara could have also said that this is like Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Maseches Shabbos, we learn from Yosef Gadol Achnas Sorechem more than Akbalas Bnei Ashchina. So therefore the Shem Hashem is Kodesh, he's saying, wait God, when I attend to the guests. But in Bav Metzia, Hashem wanted to separate, he wanted to go away because it's not Derech Eretz when Avram is busy with his Mila. And Avram says, no, don't go away, don't go away. There also it's a Shem Kodesh. So why does the Gemara here in Shavuos not also bring in the day in Bav Metzia? That it's a Shem Kodesh. Why Dafka only the Gemara in Shabbos of Amar Vihudam Arab Gedolach Nesas Orchem Ekbalz Pnei Ashchina? The Gemara in Bav Metzia also holds that it's a shame kodesh. It's also interesting is that Rashi here Al HaTorah says, starts with Divrei Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina, and he says in the name Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina that Shlishi Lemila Haya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming Lishol B'Shlomo. And nevertheless, when he comes to explain the shita that holds that it's a holy name, he writes, "Davar acher kadoshu kodeshu vayomer lekadosh baruch hu lahamtin lo'ad she'aretz v'yachnis es ha'orchim." Oh my gosh! So Rashi also does that. Rashi says that the sound that it's a shame kodesh is like with Yehuda Amarav in Masechah Shabbos, that Avram is saying to Hashem, "Please wait." And he's not samech Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina Maseches Bava Metzia that Rashi himself brings at the beginning. Rashi could have said it's a shame kodesh like Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina because he's telling Hashem not to go away. But no, he says it's like Rabbi Yudam Rav Maseches Shabbos who say that he's telling Hashem to wait because he has to attend to the Orchim. Why did he originally quote Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina? So why doesn't he just say Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina also holds that it's a shame kodesh? Because he's telling Hashem, you know, don't go away. You say, it's not Derech Eretz for me to stand here, but I want you to stay. So it must be that Rashi's learning from the Sugya and Shavuos that these the pair of Tanaim, Upaskin, that it's a Shem Kodesh, they're learning that it's because Hashem, he was saying to Hashem, wait for me when I'm Machnis the Orchim. But why? It also works with Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanina, like we said. And not only that, but Rashi starts with Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanina. He brings Dvarim B'Shem Omrim, like we said. And then nobody argues with him. He doesn't bring anybody that argues. Then how does he learn that the Pashup Pshat is that it's a shame of Chol? Then Avram said, Adonai al Savor me'alav decha. He's telling the Orchim, please wait. And then he brings a Dvar Acher. that it's a Shem Kodesh. Rashi should have started with the fact that it's a Shem Kodesh, since he started with Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina says that he was talking to Hashem and he was telling him to wait. Don't go away. You say it's Lav Orach Har, it's not Derech Eretz for me to stand here when I'm busy with my Mila, but don't go away, please stay. So that means he's talking to Hashem. So Rashi should have started with the Perish that it's Kodesh, that it's a Shem Kodesh. Because that's, he started with Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina. So when he's bringing the two perushim, if it's chol or kodesh, why does he start with the fact that it's chol? He should have started with the fact that it's kodesh. Because earlier he quotes Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina, who was holding apparently that it's kodesh. So this is a huge tzarichion. So it appears from all of this, from everything we said, that after Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says Gedolach Nasa Tzarichim Yosem Rechbalos Bnei Hashchina. It's not just Agarta, it's not just Musar, it's Halach Lamaisa, and Taka the Rambam Paskins, it's Gedolach Nasa Tzarichim, Yakbalas Bnei Hashchina, Bayar Vine Shloshan Nashim. So it's not Mavur B'Dikduk, how you're knowing Halach Lamaisa, if you're Makdim Achnas Tzarichim L'Tfila, or for Kiddush Levana that's called Yakbalas Bnei Hashchina, but I'll call Panim, we see that it's Nifsak Halach Lamaisa. I think I once saw that someone sitting in your makom in shul, you should let him stay there. Don't kick him out. Gedolach Nasas Orachim. Let him be an Orech in your makom more than Akfalas Pnei Hashchina. Uncle Panim, we see that there's a Hilchas Kedima V'Chanasas Orachim before mitzvahs that are Akfalas Pnei Hashchina. So now we can say that only if we learn from this the Halacha L'Pia Perish HaRishon, that the Lashon of Hashem in this Pasuk is Shem Hashem, then it's going to have a din of Kodesh. In other words, we have a Halacha of Gedolach Nasa Tzarichim Yosem Rechbalos Bnei Hashchina. And that means that it's a Halacha, and therefore, when you write this Pasuk, then it has a din of Kodesh. Lamaisa, when you write it in the Sefer Torah, it has a din of Kodesh. But in the Sugya Maseches Bava Metzia, that they learn in Agadita, that the Shem Adnas Ve'omer Hashem is Shem Hashem, it doesn't teach you anything lahalacha. Rather, we say the Fipshuto Shel Mikra, that Avraham Avinu said Hashem, or he said Adonai to the Orchim. And the Fi Medrash Agada, he said it to Hashem. But you can't build a halacha of Shem Kodesh in a Ksiva Sefer Torah on the foundation, on the basis of a Darvadrush and Agadita. Gemara in Maseches Shavuos was correct that this pair of Tanaim will hold that there's a Shem Kodesh here in the Halacha of Ksiva Sefer Torah. They hold like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, who learns from here that Gedolach Nasas Orachim Hakbalas Bnei Hashchina, because that's all in the world of Halacha. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia holds that no, Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk is that it's talking about Shem. Shem Chol. He's talking to the Orchim. And therefore you can't build any halacha here on writing a Sefer Torah. When you write the Sefer Torah, you write it at the Shem Chol. Only in Agadita, it's Shem Kodesh. He's telling Hashem, no, don't go away. It's not their Eretz for you to stay here. You're saying, no, I want you not to go away. So that's according to the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia Taka holds that Pashup Pshat, like Rashi says, is a shame chol. Therefore Rashi starts off that it's a shame chol. He starts with Ruchaim Rav Chanina, who holds that he's talking to Hashem, but only al derech adrush, derech agadita. And therefore Rashi says, Vayter, first, that would mean that Pashup Pshat is that it's shame chol. And therefore Rashi starts out and he says the first pshat is that it's takashem chol. And when you're writing the Sefer Torah, you don't have to have kavanah for Shem Hashem. You're not makadish Hashem. Don't be makadish Hashem. It's not a holy name. He's talking to the angels. And then he brings a davar acher, which actually learns a halacha from here, and that's the Gemara in Shavuos. That says that you have to have kavanah for Shem Hashem when you write it, when you write this Shem of Adnas, and that stems with Rav Yehuda Marav, who says, Gedol Achnas Azorachim, Yoser Meak Mekabalas Panei Ashchina. Because that's also a halacha. So they're learning that in the world of halacha, it's a Shem Kodesh. So it comes out that it's a big chiddush here, in the Havana and in the Halacha. And the Gemara above Metzia, Rabbi Chavi, Rabbi Chanina, Taka holds that it's a shame chol. That's why Rashi started through Chaim Rabbi Chanina, that it was the third day of his Mila, etc. And then he says that the shame Adnas is a shame chol, because that's Taka how he holds. Pashup Shad is that it's a shame chol. He just gives an agadat to Jerash that it's a shame Kodesh, but it's really a shame chol, and therefore when you write it, you don't have Kavanah l'shem. The Shem Hashem, to be Makadish the Shem. Rather, you have Kavanah for Chol. Because that's Pashup Shat. There's just a Jerash. Tells you otherwise. And then Rashi says another Perish. No. Like the Gemara in Shabbos and in Shavuos. That it's really a holy name. And you learn a halacha from here. Gedol Achnas Zorachem Me'akbal Espanei Ashchina. And therefore, when you write the name, since we're learning halacha from here, you taka have to have Kavanah for Kodesh. Because they think that that's pshat, pashup, pshat in the pasuk, that he's talking to Hashem. This pair of tanaim, quoted by the Gemara in Shavuos, and Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So that's taka pashup, pshat. That's what the kavanah you have to have. But in the world of, in according to Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanina, pashup, pshat is that it's a shem chol. He just gives a drash that it's also, it also could be understood on a drash level that he's talking to Hashem. And he's saying, no, you think it's Derech Eretz, it's not Derech Eretz to stay here, please stay anyway. But Pashup Shad is that it's Chol, there's no halacha learned from there. And it's only Agadita, which means that it's not halacha l'maisa, and therefore when you write it, it's you're writing it as a Shem Chol. To Amorayim, to Tanayim, and Shavuos, and Rav, and Yudam Rav, hold no. Pashup Shad is that it's a Shem Kodesh, and Yitaka have to learn halacha l'maisa from it. And this is all expressed in Rashi's Perush. He starts with Rabbi Chanina, who says that he's talking to Hashem and saying, don't go away. And then he brings the Deir that it's Chol, it's a Shem Chol, which stems with Rabbi Chanina, because Pashup Shad is that it is a Shem Chol. And then he says, no, it's a Shem Kodesh. And the Gemara learns this, it's a Shem Kodesh, and Gedolach Nasasarchim Yosar Gbelos Bnei Ashchina, that we're learning halacha from this Shem Kodesh. And that's the kavanah that you have to have when you write Shem, you have to have kavanah for Shem Hashem, and you also have to have kavanah for, and you also have to, that's one halacha, that you have to have kavanah l'Shem Hashem when you write the name. And we learn another halacha that Gedolach Nasasarchim Gbelos Bnei Ashchina, because it's talking, saying to Hashem, please wait. So you learn from there that. When you, that Hachnas Zorchim is greater than Bimakal of Pnei Ashchina. Ube MS. There's room to discuss if Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav in Maseches Shabbos learns from Gedol Achnas Zorachim Hakbalas Pnei Ashchina, argued Rabbi Chanina that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was coming to visit the sick, because it's Mefurish in Bava Metzia Lefi Rabbi Chama that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was willing to leave since Avraham was had Tsar because of his Makkah, And it's not Derech Eretz for Hashem to stay there and be Matriach Avraham Avinu. So Hashem was willing to go. So we see that if it's not a regular Nevuah, it's just a gather of Bikur Cholim, so the Chola has a schus to interrupt the Bikur. And he can say, hey, you know, he has every right to say, I'm busy with my pain, and you're just coming here to be my Bakr Chola, so you can go. That would be the Chola's right. And if so, one can argue that you can't prove that Gedol Achnas Sorachim Ekbalas Pnei Hashchina. It's only Avraham Avinu had the right to go to the Orachim, because Benkach, he could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm really tired with my pain, and I can't receive you properly anyway. And Hashem also said, it's La Baruch Er LeMekam Hach, it's not Derech Eretz for me to stand here. So Avraham Avinu has the schus to be maskim and to be mevater on the continuation of the visit. And then he's going to go to the Orachim, Yimakayim Yitzach Nasas Orachim. But you can't learn from here that normally Ach Gedol Ach Nasas Orachim Me'akbal is Bnei Hashchina, just in this particular case. This is Bikur Cholim. Mitzat Sheni, one can answer back that maybe the whole schus of Avram to be mevater on the Bikur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shayach only if he's also mevater on the Orchim, because both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Orchim are saying lab orach er lemekam halcha, it's not their eretz to stay here, like we see in Bav Metzia. So he has no schus to send HaKadosh Baruch Hu away and be mekabel the Orchim. So therefore we can learn from here that Gedol Achnas is Orchim Yosem Me'akbalas Pnei Hashchina. Because what right does he have to send Hashem? What right does he have to tell Hashem to wait in order to receive the guests? If it's not Orachara for Hashem to be Matriachim, then why is it Orachara for the guests? So it must be that Gedol Achnasas Orachim Me'akbalas Pnei Hashchina, because guests are more important. But if that's true, then it's hard to understand why the Gemara in Bava Metzia has to say a new perush when Hashem, when Avram said Hashem, unless Avor me'alav decha. Why doesn't Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina just say like Rav, that Avram Avinu said, wait until I machnis the orchim? Why does the sugya in Bav Metzia mitalem? Why does it avoid the sugya in the Shabbos of Gedol Achnas Orachim Yosem Ekbalas Pnei Hashchina? Therefore, it must be that there's a machlokas between the two sugyas. The sugya in Shabbos holds that it's not Bikur Cholim; it's in regular Nevuah. And Avraham Avinu stops in the middle of the Nevuah because Gedol Achnas Orachim Yosem Ekbalas Pnei Hashchina al yidei Nevuah, and the sugya in Meseches Bav Metzia holds that it's not a regular Nevuah, it's Bikur Cholim, together Bikur Cholim, not a regular Nevuah. And Avraham Avinu has the schus to be mevater on this Bikur, and there's no Kovish Nevuaso, there's no Chisaron Kovet Shemayim, and therefore you can't learn from here that Gedol Achnas Es Orachim Me'akbalas Pnei Hashchina, because here wasn't together Nevuah, wasn't together Akbalas Pnei Hashchina, it was a regular visit of Bikur Cholim. So there's a lot to be said about this, and I'm hoping that in the future Shiurim we will discuss this at greater length and continue seeing Niflos Mamish Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.